Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. God bless you on today. I pray that you are holding on to God's unchanging hand. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you on today and I thank you, Lord, for your spirit. Lord, your spirit, your anointing that destroys yokes, Lord, that demolishes yokes. Lord, send out your anointing, Jesus. Help us, O Lord, on today. Bless us by your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we are going to look at 1 Corinthians today. 1 Corinthians 9, starting at verse 24. We'll get back to the book of John chapter 17. But I felt led to look at 1 Corinthians today because I'm going to tell you, living in this life, it can be tough. It can be tough. And there are some days that are you just struggle. You struggle with maintaining. You struggle with your emotions. You struggle in your mind. And it may not even be anything necessarily wrong. I mean, we can always pinpoint things and that we want to have better, that we want things to be in a better state. But sometimes you just wake up, frankly, tired of this world, to be honest, kind of tired of the way things run. But I'm going to tell you, we're going to look at 1 Corinthians 9 and we're going to encourage ourselves. The Bible says, and David said in Psalms, encourage yourself. Encourage yourself, and we are going to encourage ourselves by the word of God. So 1 Corinthians chapter 9, starting at verse 24, it says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain." So it's saying in that verse, you know what? Everybody is running. This is talking to believers. Everybody is running in a race. Run. We're all running. But one receiveth the prize. So run that we may obtain. Now, we're all striving for the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. But Paul is likening the race of our journey, walking down the narrow path to Jesus and our salvific walk. He's likening that to races that the Corinthians were well aware of. And he's likening it to this running, this competing for a prize. So just follow me with this verse. So after verse 25, "And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate or disciplined in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, a crown that's going to perish, but we an incorruptible." So we are striving, we are persevering, we are running for the prize of Christ. Yes, we are saved, but we are running for the prize of Christ. We are running to know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, as it says in Philippians. So that's what we're after. We're after to know Jesus Christ. That's the prize. And so we are running in this race. We are living in this life, but we are running in a race, and we need not forget that. We are running. And so Paul is likening it to a relay race or like track when you're running. Let's keep on going. Verse 26, "I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air." So I therefore run, not uncertainty. We don't know. We're not in denial about what we're after. We're not running in a walk that we are not assured of. We are assured that we are going to see Jesus face to face. But while we are walking, it gets burdensome. Yes, we know that the burdens of Christ are easy and light, but this life carries a burden. And we are doing everything we can to shake it off. But I'm reminded about being not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Just life has bondage. And so we want to run and we want to rely on Christ. We want to rely on his grace. We want to rely on the victory that has already been won. But we are walking until we get to glory. We are walking and we are running a race. We are running a race. Let's continue. And he's saying, I'm not running as uncertainty, as if I don't know what I'm after. I fight not as one that beateth the air. I'm just running down the road and I'm just with my fists running. And I used to run track, and so I can see that you're running a race, and maybe you got a baton in your hand and you're running. And people that run in track, yes, it's running for that earthly race. And he's saying that has a crown. Yes, it has a crown. And he's not running as one that's beating the air with his fist. He knows exactly why he's running, and he's running for Christ. He's running to know him. And that is what we are doing. We are running to know Christ in the power of his resurrection. That power, that grace, that honor, that authority, that knowing him to be lifted up. We are running that Christ is, we know and believe that he's going to take care of us. We're running in a race, and it's okay. It's okay. Sometimes we feel down. Sometimes we feel discouraged, but keep on running, because we are after something. We are after the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And so we're not just fighting as one that beateth the air. And trust me, yes, it is a fight. It is a fight. We are fighting down this road and to keep on going. But we have the grace of God, and we have the strength of God, and we have his love, and we have his Holy Spirit. We have power and authority to win the race. And honestly, it's already won. Just keep running. Just keep running. Verse 27, but I keep under my body, meaning I keep my body in subjection. I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. So I discipline my body. So at the end of the day, I am not disqualified. Now, some teach that as disqualification from salvation if I don't continue in the race of Christ. Some teach it as disqualified for Christian ministry. I'm not going to argue which one, but the word is disqualification. It's being disqualified. And so we're running a race that has already been won by Christ. Keep running. Our responsibility is to keep going down the path. Narrow is the path, and broad is the way to destruction. Keep on going. We have the baton in our hand. The race has already been won. We just have to keep on fighting. So I encourage you today to keep on fighting. Keep on running the race that Christ has given you. If you have salvation upon your life, trust and believe that it is already won, and you keep on going. If you are not saved, I urge you today to believe in the Lord Jesus. Allow him to be Lord over your life. Accept him, repent of your sins, and run the race. Amen. Run the race. I love you on today. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Join me tomorrow on The Word and Me. God bless.